On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Oh, look.
Look where?
Behind the bush.
I don't see anything.
The guy who drove by so fast, that one you yelled at?
Oh, subtle, isn't he? Hey, creep. Laurie, dear. He wants to talk to you. He wants to take you out tonight.
He was standing right there.
Poor Laurie. Scared another one away. It's tragic you never go out. You must have a small fortune stashed from babysitting so much.
You guys think I'm too smart.
I don't. I think you're wacko. Now you're seeing men behind bushes.
Well, that slow, haunting piano theme has defined horror for nearly half a century. We're talking about Halloween, John Carpenter's 1978 masterpiece, starring a then-unknown actress named Jamie Lee Curtis. And that's the movie we're talking about today on Inside Hollywood with Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Pat. It's edging near Halloween.
Indeed it is. Why is this the perfect Halloween movie?
Well, I think because not only is it a scary movie, it's a blueprint for every slasher that has followed, you know, Friday the 13th, Scream, which we'll talk about later. But what it makes it enduring is that it just isn't the blood or the body count, it's the atmosphere. And you very cleverly segued just into me about the music and John Carpenter, you know, composed it in a few days.
Now, the idea was to take horror out of gothic castles and graveyards and bring it into the neighbourhood.
Indeed, which made it more eerie. And this minimalist kind of gore, as it were, really sparked a whole new generation of Halloween and Fright Fest lovers. And it was made for only $325,000, which at the time was pocket change in Hollywood. I mean, Jamie Lee Curtis, just to give you an example, picked her whole wardrobe out in a thrift store for $100. And of course, it defined her. But really importantly, I think it was the Shape of Fear, Mike Myers, just wearing a mask and eerily scooting around the neighbourhood. Oh, still gives me chills.
Now, tell me about the creation of Mike Myers, because he was to be ordinary.
He was to be ordinary, and it's what's terrifying is that the ordinary becomes extraordinary, and John Carpenter famously referred to him as the Shape in the script, because he's faceless, he's you know, emotionless, he's the embodiment of evil, pure, pure evil.
And the mask, how was that developed?
Well, we were talking about Mr. Shatner, of course, had a mask in a kind of a thrift store. And I suppose the costumiers decided it would be best to do...
They took a William Shatner mask.
William Shatner mask, exactly. And they decided to spray it different colours. And of course, they came up then with this murky white, almost like a pasty colour, and said, this is it. And I think John Carpenter at the time didn't really go for it. But then ultimately he said, it's almost like visiting some kind of medieval character. Mm. Let's go with it. So that's how it became Mike Myers, those empty, kind of unfeeling eyes.
Now, we have a clip which kind of exudes the evil of Mike Myers without, of course, involving him at all.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up, because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
What do we do?
He's been here once tonight. I think he'll come back. I'm going to wait for him.
I still think I should notify the radio and television.
No. If you do that, they'll see him on every street corner. They'll look for him in every house. Just tell your men to keep their
mouth shut and her eyes open.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, who actually played Mike Myers?
This is an ordinary cast member walking around in the background who said, well, I'll pop the mask on and let me go for it. So there was nobody cast as Mike Myers per se. Nick Castle, of course, is the friend of Carpenter's who did, of course, embody the role. You know, as frightening as this movie is, I think it's referred to as the Scream Queen movie because Jamie Lee Curtis essentially embodied that role.
She had a heritage in horror, did she not? And yet she was a complete beginner.
Exactly. Well, I'm sure we all know, you know, Janet Leigh and Tony Curtis, of course, are her parents, and Psycho was the movie that made her mother. So it's a mad just juxtaposition that her daughter would take on such a role and, of course, continue this for 47 years. She's played Laurie Strode for as long as she can remember. I'm 47 years of age, and of course, this is made in 1978, so just shows how much of the franchise it has embodied over these years. But I think for her, you know, it really has not only brought her to the fore as a scream queen, but developed a career she never thought she'd ever have. We have a great clip where Jamie kind of exudes that and says, look, I owe it to this completely. Have a listen.
Well, I know a lot of people out there have seen me in Halloween and The Fog. And they're all expecting me to do one thing. Well, this is for you.
At the age I was, the idea of somebody giving you a nickname, having you be the queen of anything, was extraordinary. When I was 19 years old, I was fighting for 2 lines a week on a TV series. And so to have a script where every single page was this girl was extraordinary. And it was also a character. When I got Halloween, the first thought in my mind wasn't like, ooh, my mother was in Psycho and I'm going to be in this horror film. I was so thrilled to get a job where the word Lori was on every page of the script, literally. The last thing I thought about was that, oh, my mother was famous for that.
Now, it's interesting. She followed in her mother's footsteps, cinematically at any rate. But the idea of this movie came from John Carpenter. He had written in his notebook, The Babysitter's Murders. And that was it.
And John Carpenter is a very incredibly, you know, prolific director. But more importantly, you know, he really chose this because he wanted it to be unique. And it certainly was. I mean, mostly the film is shot handheld, you know, the kind of the voyeuristic documentary style. I think at the time, a lot of people didn't realize it was going to become the phenomenon that it was because Halloween didn't come into the frame for quite some time in the movie.
How many Halloween movies have there been?
There's been actually 13. I've not seen all of them, but we've obviously the Halloween that we're talking about now, directed by John Carpenter, Halloween 2 in 1981. We move on to Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. I'm not going to list them all, but right down to 2022 with Halloween Ends. And I actually interviewed Jamie Lee Curtis for Halloween Ends, and she couldn't have spoken more, you know, joyfully about working on the project, but sadly, the end of the project as well. She was very, very sad.
But she's had a good career outside of this series.
Of course, and of course, she's won her Oscar as well. So, you know, Jamie, when you meet her, she's very effervescent. She's incredibly fun and kooky. But she, of course, owes her whole career to being a scream queen and does it brilliantly.
Now, you talk about what this movie from 1978 begat. It begat many, many other movies. But you want to talk about one particular one.
I do. You know, this is my genre, my era. In 1996, we have, of course, Scream, directed by Wes Craven. And it's The Phone Call with the Killer. And, of course, they mention Halloween in the scene, Drew Barrymore as well is perfectly cast as well as kind of, you know, the girl who doesn't really know what's going to happen next. But then all of a sudden, the shock factor and that suspenseful climax. I think for me, it's one of the scariest movies I watched at that time growing up in my youth. You know, the phone calls from a stranger who claims to be watching her. I mean, it's incredibly unique. Have a listen. This is a good one.
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn at the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Halloween. You know, the one with the guy in the white mask who walks around and stalks babysitters?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Guess.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is that the one where the guy had knives for fingers?
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
Freddy, that's right. I like that movie. It was scary.
Wow, well, the first one was, but the rest sucked.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Why, you want to ask me out on a date?
Maybe. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
Why did you say you're looking at me? Oh, dear.
I remember when I first saw that, I was just, oh, my God, the tension, the suspense. I mean, especially with Drew Barrymore, she was huge at that time. Yeah, I was just finishing my leaving.
You mentioned Halloween being mentioned as one of her favorite movies. There's another little in-joke there.
There's an in-joke there, if anyone's listening to that, that, of course, Wes Craven directed Nightmare on Elm Street. He kickstarted that with 1984, of course, and achieved widespread recognition. But it was kind of a pop at himself there, saying that the rest weren't any good. You know, he's a horror master. We all know that his directorial style is, you know, kind of innovative camera work. But Scream really took a mantle of its own. You know, it becomes a ritual. I think a lot of people start to watch Scream as much as Halloween, every Halloween.
Why do we like to be scared, finally?
I think it's the flicker of the jack-o'-lantern, the creak of the floorboard, that reminder that fear can still be thrilling but also cathartic.
Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media, thank you very much.
Happy Halloween.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.